This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 72 degrees in Chapel Hill, 71 in Carborough, also 71 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, slight chance of rain this morning. Our high today in the upper 80s. Some really serious traffic problems this morning. Before we get to P.J. Hairston, let's talk about that. Here is Rand Northam. What's happening on I-40?
Thank you very much, Ron. There was a disabled 18-wheeler tractor-trailer, and it is disabled now in the right shoulder, right at exit 274. That's NC 751. Now, what I'm seeing on the traffic cameras right now is that it looks like what you would usually see is a salt truck in the winter is out there now, because they're quite possibly, this is just a guess, that diesel fuel that they're trying to clean up might have spread for a little ways, and that's why that truck is out there. There is a tow truck out there now, so that is good news. They're going to get the vehicle out of there, but right now it's just the matter of cleaning up the diesel spill. So traffic is down to one lane. Luckily, they're not over in the shoulder anymore. They are able to use one lane of I-40, but it's a three-lane road down to one lane, which is causing heavy, heavy delays. Stop-and-go traffic all the way back to NC 86, so that's exit 266, so 8 miles worth of really just stopped traffic. I mean, it's not, you know, it's crawling along. It's a parking lot out there. So I would suggest that if you can exit earlier off of I-40, if you're coming in from I-85, take I-85 if you're bypassing Chapel Hill and just connect up with the Durham Freeway and then I-40. But if not, and you're coming in a little closer than that, exit 266, looks like you still can reach that. Exit off of there and connect up with NC 54, then you can take 54 to connect back with I-40, or you can take 54, connect up with 751, and get back on I-40 as well. So definitely find an alternate route if you're going I-40 eastbound right now. And because of the delays and the stop-and-go traffic, a major accident has been confirmed now. This is at I-40 at Farrington Road. We're seeing an accident because of all the delays as well. So that's going to cause further backups. More crews are going to have to head out that way. But right now there are even cones and emergency crews out there shutting down the lanes of I-40 eastbound at NC 751. That's exit 274. So they're expecting this still to last for quite a bit longer as they continue to clean up the diesel fuel spill that occurred. Really, it was in the latter part of the 6 o'clock hour this morning. So it's been a while, and still could see some more delays out on the road for quite some time now.
All right, serious traffic problems on I-40 this morning, headed east. And our other top story today, UNC men's basketball coach Roy Williams has suspended leading scorer P.J. Hairston indefinitely, according to UNC Athletics. P.J. had some more problems this weekend, and here once again is Rand Northam with details.
Well, Hairston received a traffic citation for reckless driving yesterday afternoon. This comes less than a week after charges against him stemming from a June 5th arrest were dismissed. 20-year-old Hairston was driving 93 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone on southbound Interstate 85 near Salisbury when a state trooper pulled him over around 4:30 in the afternoon. First Sergeant Jeff Gordon told multiple media outlets he was driving a 2008 Acura TL. In June, the Greensboro native was arrested and charged with misdemeanor marijuana possession and driving without a license after getting stopped at a license checkpoint. Those charges were dismissed on July 22nd after he completed a drug assessment and provided the court his current driver's license. Following the arrest, it was discovered that Hairston was driving a 2013 GMC Yukon rented under the name of Hayden Thomas, a convicted felon and party promoter who has been linked to other college athletes. Hairston was also cited for speeding in May while driving a 2012 Camaro SS rented by Katina Farrington, a woman who shares the same home address as Thomas. Hairston, a rising junior guard, averaged 14.6 points in 34 games last season, Ron.
My goodness. Well, we will talk to you again about traffic in just a few minutes. Try to get you an update on that.
That sounds good.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
8:09 at WCHL. Orange County officials say plans to bring sewer service to Rogers Road must be put on hold while the Environmental Protection Agency investigates allegations that the Orange County Planning Department may have discriminated against residents of that neighborhood. But the attorney who represents the neighborhood says that's not true. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Beth Anainen is an attorney at the UNC Center for Civil Rights, representing the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA. She says the EPA's investigation should not put a stop to the work of the Rogers Road Task Force, which has been working on a sewer plan for the neighborhood for nearly 18 months.
We don't believe that the county is prohibited from even discussing the Rogers Road situation and getting sewer infrastructure to Rogers Road through the task force.
The task force is made up of elected leaders from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County, as well as representatives from RENA. During the past year and a half, the group has been developing a remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived next to the landfill for four decades. That remediation plan features the extension of a Wausau sewer service to the area at an estimated cost of about $6 million. The task force was in the process of creating a cost-sharing plan to present to the various local governments this fall when the EPA announced in June it would investigate a complaint filed by RENA years ago. The complaint alleges that the county planning department intentionally discriminated against residents of the traditionally low-income African-American neighborhood by not applying for federal grants to build sewer infrastructure, even as the county sought similar grants for other communities. In response, County Attorney John Roberts warned commissioners they can't discuss the remediation plan, take any votes, or allocate funding while the EPA's investigation is ongoing. Einan believes the county stance is overly cautious, and she worries it will bring the work of the task force to a standstill.
Unfortunately, if their position is that strong on this issue, I don't think we can change their mind necessarily, but we can make it clear to the public and to the task force and to other elected officials involved in this that we don't believe that their position is necessarily correct.
After filing discrimination complaints in 2007 and 2011, RENA officials received no response from the federal government, leading many to believe the complaints had been forgotten. And though some neighborhood residents are frustrated that this new complication could delay the work of the task force, Einan says it's not clear if RENA has the authority to drop the complaint.
We're not sure if RENA has control over withdrawing the complaint because of the way the complaint was filed with the EPA. And we don't want to promise to the county that RENA can withdraw the complaint if it possibly can procedurally. And I don't want the task force and the public to think that was the case and then find out later that we couldn't withdraw the complaint.
Einan says ultimately the goal of all parties is to find a way to bring sewer infrastructure to the area. She believes further progress by the task force could address the issues raised in the original complaint.
The end goal of the EPA complaint and the task force is the same, which is to get sewer to Rogers Road. And that's RENA's priority, whether it's through the EPA complaint or through the task force, which we believe has been very productive in the past 6 months. So if sewer is no longer an issue in Rogers Road, then the EPA complaint is moot.
The timeline for the EPA's investigation is unclear, but Einan says that's no reason for the task force to lose momentum.
We don't feel like everyone should assume that it will take a long time and use that as a reason to further delay the task force meeting.
Einan says she'll be consulting with the EPA investigators to evaluate RENA's role moving forward. Meanwhile, the task force is preparing to hold its final meeting on August 21st. The town managers will present a report examining the logistics of extending sewer service, but it's not clear if county officials will participate. Elizabeth Friends, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Protesters will gather on the lawn of Halifax Mall today, the usual place, at 5 o'clock, and then they will march to the state capitol building for the 13th Moral Monday. Even though the North Carolina General Assembly has adjourned for the summer, lawmakers ended the session having passed many controversial measures, including sweeping changes to state election laws and tighter abortion regulations for providers. In protest of what they call regressive policies of the Republican-led legislature, 925 people have been arrested since the rallies began in late April. Many of those live right here in Orange County. The past 12 Moral Mondays have culminated inside the General Assembly. Because the building will be empty today, the protesters are mobilizing this time around. NAACP State Chapter President and Movement Leader Reverend William Barber said Moral Monday will continue across the state after this week. Throughout the month of August, local Moral Mondays will take place in select cities and communities, including one in Asheville called Mountain Moral Monday. On August 28th, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold events in each of the 13 congressional districts in North Carolina. Now, today's event, deemed a mass social justice interfaith rally, is happening at 5 p.m. on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Then, at about 5:30, protesters will set out to the state capitol. The NAACP has not yet indicated plans for arrests to take place today. Next month, you will likely see the return of bus ads promoting peace in the Middle East. Similar ads were posted last year, causing a great deal of controversy in our community because of the message. The ads, which will be featured inside Chapel Hill transit buses, read, "Imagine peace in a Middle East where Israel and her neighbors share technology and resources to create a future of peace and prosperity to come. The possibilities are endless." That's all a quote. The ad states it was paid for by the Stand With Us and Voice for Israel organization, along with contact information for the organization. The ads posted last year showed Palestinian and Israeli grandfathers holding their grandchildren. The Church of Reconciliation, a Presbyterian church in Chapel Hill, paid for the ads, which stated, quoting here, "Join with us, build peace with justice and equality. End U.S. military aid to Israel." That last part was what caused all the controversy. Some Chapel Hillians opposed the ads, saying they were offensive, while others said it was free expression as part of the First Amendment. The ads were taken down 10 days after being posted because they did not include the church's contact information. The ads were then rewritten to list the required information and posted again. The controversy also caused the town council to review Chapel Hill's bus advertising policy. After several meetings and a public hearing, the council voted to continue a policy of allowing bus ads with most religious and political views as long as the subject matter was not offensive. This raised questions about how the town would objectively determine if any ads were offensive. The council also voted to require clearly visible disclaimers on each bus that the town did not support the expressed opinions. It's unclear if the new ad set to go up in August or September is affiliated with the Church of Reconciliation this time around. Town Attorney Ralph Karpinos reviewed the ad and found it complied with the town's guidelines. According to an email from Town Manager Roger Stancil, two interior ads will be featured per bus. WCHL News Time, 8:17. Time for traffic and weather together. Traffic brought to you this morning by Southern Rail, serving lunch and dinner daily and brunch on the weekends with free parking on either side of the railroad tracks. Southern Rail in the heart of downtown Carborough. Some really serious traffic problems this morning at I-40. Here is Ram Northam with details.
Thank you very much, Ron. A tractor trailer disabled at exit 274 on I-40 eastbound. That's NC 751. Heavy delays because traffic has been merged from three lanes down to one there at exit 274 due to a diesel fuel spill because of that disabled tractor trailer. So traffic is stop and go all the way back to NC 86. So that's 8 miles or more right now, causing really heavy backups right now. That's I-40 eastbound. Westbound really doesn't seem to be seeing any problems because of that. Usually you see the people stopping and looking, but I-40 westbound really seems to be moving smoothly, so keep your eye on the road. Pay attention as you're moving through that area, but I-40 eastbound seeing heavy, heavy delays. If you can avoid the area, please try to do so. If you can reach exit 266, we certainly invite you to exit there and try to meet up with NC 54, probably. That's the best way to go there. Take NC 54 all the way back until you reach I-40 again, or you can take NC 54 and meet up with 751 and get back onto I-40 and continue that way. If you're coming from the I-85-I-40 split, take I-85, meet up with the Durham Freeway, and grab I-40 that way if you're heading in that way as well, because this backup is going to last a bit longer and really has lasted all morning, as this happened in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. So heavy delays there, but otherwise things are moving smoothly. And if you see anything else as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Just a traffic nightmare this morning, and we'll hear from you again in just a few minutes. If anything new, I'm sure you will tell us right away.
Certainly.
Thanks very much. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. If you're looking for an engagement ring, it's a special purchase. May not happen but once in your life. Then go see Berkeley Grimble at Grimble Jewelers. They're always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. 75 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny. Slight chance of showers and thunderstorms this morning. Temperature today in the upper 80s. Tonight partly cloudy with a low 65. And then tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Pretty good weather here for the next couple of days, although rather warm.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM. Our website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen from anywhere in the world. With instantly live streaming, you can always start your day with Ron Stutz on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
819 at WCHL. Close to 13,500 high school students dropped out of North Carolina public schools in 2012, according to state records. UNC graduate Julian Wooten developed an innovative software program, which he says will help lower that number. As part of our summer series on young entrepreneurs in Chapel Hill, Wooten's startup called Stencil, as this week's featured venture from the business incubator, launched Chapel Hill. And Rachel Nash reports.
In addition to helping to manage student information, it also has an algorithm that predicts if a student will drop out of school. That was the original incarnation of Stencil.
Wooten says that through tracking data, Stencil, which is short for Students and Teachers Employing New Criteria in Learning, can alert teachers, administrators, and parents if a student is likely to drop out. It takes into account patterns like frequent absences, GPAs below a certain mark, and excessive disciplinary incidents. During his own collegiate studies, which included summer teaching stints and internships, Wooten says he was troubled by a statistic he came across. One out of every four high school students will drop out. As Wooten crafted Stencil, he realized it could be more than just an algorithm.
And I thought, why don't we develop this to being an analytics suite so we can do more, so we can track, you know, what students are learning and what needs to be retaught. We can tweak the algorithm to not just being dropout prevention, but also if a student's just in trouble academically anyway.
Stencil is launching pilot programs in August at the North Carolina School of Science and Math and the UNC School of Public Health. Wooten says there's been interest from other public schools in the state as well. Wooten, who graduated in 2008 with degrees in biology and chemistry, credits a UNC entrepreneurship competition for helping to kickstart Stencil in 2011.
And actually, my business was born out of the Carolina Challenge. If I didn't have all of these tools here, we probably wouldn't, one, have been able to start as fast as we have, and two, to be as far along as we've come.
He says the local efforts of business incubators like Launch Chapel Hill are already making an impact on the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the Triangle.
And a lot of those big ideas that you see, like in Durham and Raleigh, a lot of the people really have come from Chapel Hill.
Wooten already has had a big year in funding and recognition. He was named as one of the top 40 under 40 entrepreneurs in the Triangle, and in February won the 2013 Emerging Issues Prize for Innovation. Governor Pat McCrory presented him the award. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 8:22. Time for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by Harrington Bank. Good morning, I'm Rod Stutz. More on the P.J. Hairston situation coming up in just a moment here, but let's begin sports with some good news. The North Carolina football team reports to campus on Wednesday. Football season kicks off 1 month from today. Hard to believe. On Thursday morning, the team officially meets for the first time. Your chance to meet the Heels is not much longer after that. On Saturday, Tar Heels head to Keenan Stadium after a morning practice to sign autographs. Meet the Heels is a two-hour event and begins at 4 p.m. Carolina will practice each day until August 10th, which marks the first scrimmage of the preseason practice schedule. And then August 11th will mark the first day off of the Tar Heels. First day of classes is August 20th. No practice will be held that day. It also marks the first Larry Fedora Live talk show from Top of the Hill for the 2013 season. UNC departs for Columbia, South Carolina on Wednesday, August 28th. Of course, a big game, the very first college football game of the season on a Thursday night, August 29th. It is Carolina versus South Carolina, and you will hear it right here on WCHL. A lot of excitement building for the opening of Carolina's new football season. Former Tar Heel and first-round draft pick Jonathan Cooper has reached an agreement with the Arizona Cardinals. The rookie guard signed a four-year, $14.55 million contract. According to NFL.com's Ian Rapoport, Cooper will receive a large chunk of his signing bonus worth up to $9 million up front in September and October. Only two top 10 picks remain unsigned now. New York Jets cornerback Dee Milliner and Tennessee Titans guard Chance Warmack. The holdup for these contracts is usually for offset language, which allows teams to not pay a player if he's cut before his rookie contract expires. But again, congratulations to Jonathan Cooper, certainly the anchor of that Carolina offensive line for a long time. And he has signed a contract now in the NFL, and certainly good news for him this morning. Well, it is 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock at WCHL. We talked with Art Chansky a little earlier today to get his reaction to the very latest in P.J. Hairston, who was indefinitely suspended by Roy Williams now after running into more problems over the weekend.
Well, I think Roy was in a tough situation to begin with, because even though all the charges were dropped, we're still, as we've talked about for many weeks now, we're still talking about perception and appearance for the sake of the university, which is maybe not something that should be heaped on one player, but nevertheless, it's kind of an ongoing story with our athletic department.
Hairston received a traffic citation on Sunday afternoon for reckless driving. This comes less than a week after charges against him stemming from a June 5th arrest were dismissed. Hairston was driving 93 miles per hour in a 65 zone on southbound I-85 near Salisbury when he was pulled over by a state trooper. What's next for P.J. Hairston?
What comes of this now, I think, is going to depend on how P.J. reacts to this and how Roy and Bubba Cunningham decide that they want to proceed because of just what it looks like.
Certainly there will be more on this story, and we will follow it on WCHL. That is Art Chansky of Chapelboro.com and host of Art Chansky Sports Notebook on WCHL. 825 at WCHL. Good morning.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
If you've been hassling with glasses and contacts for years, why wait any longer? At Carolina Ophthalmology, we've been performing LASIK eye correction here in Chapel Hill for 17 years. At your free consultation with Dr. James Bryan, he will answer your questions and evaluate whether LASIK is right for you. Take our LASIK self-test at carolina2020.com. Call us today, 919-945-EYES. Why wait any longer?
It's summer and we're all spending more time playing sports and enjoying outdoor activities. With that means more injuries, bumps, and bruises. That's why UNC Family Medicine is your one-stop shop for treating injuries. You'll be cared for by the same staff that works with UNC teams and Chapel Hill Carborough school sports. From on-site x-rays to physical therapy, UNC Family Medicine is here. And you can make appointments easily on the web at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. Experience really counts when you hire a broker to sell your most valuable possession, your house. I've been selling homes in Chapel Hill for over 27 years. With this experience under my belt, I am able to get your home sold for the most money and in less time. Contact me today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
I'm Gerald Vermoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. I talk a lot about the performance promise, so I want to clearly define what that means. Number one, value. We will do whatever it takes to earn and keep your business. Case in point, 2013 Subaru leases start at $159 per month, such as a 2013 Subaru Impreza 2.0i. Wow! With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 60 months on select 2013 Subarus, July is truly a month to add a Subaru to your family. Number two, service. I'm not just talking about run-of-the-mill customer service. I'm talking about customer enthusiasm. Number three, people. Our staff is dedicated to earning your respect, your loyalty, and most of all, your enthusiasm. Visit our virtual showroom at PerformanceSubaru.com.
D3569, DJA01, 36-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $25.99 total due at signing. Includes $500 lease cash and zero security deposit based on MSRP of $18,665. And selling price of $17,999. Financing with approved credit. See dealer for details. Take delivery before July 30th, 2013. Subaru offers one of the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive vehicles in America. Test drive yours today at Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill.
So why wait? It's Christmas in July.
Time for a quiz. What Chapel Hill Group is investing in our local environment by buying carbon offsets, planting new trees, and ensuring toxic elements don't get into our water supply? And what Chapel Hill Group generously donates to hundreds of local social causes every day of every week of every year? The answer? Chapel Hill's business community. Surprised? You shouldn't be. Local business owners understand that commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals community. Commerce Plus in Chapel Hill. Find out more at opentobusiness.biz.
Today's offer at our ShopLocalDeal.com is from the Institute for Mathematics and Computer Science. It's half off a fun and science-filled week of summer camp available now for a limited time. Both sports and academics provide an opportunity for your child to experience accomplishment and discover their talents. This fun and exciting summer camp designed by the Institute for Mathematics and Computer Science consists of logic puzzles, virtual robotics, computer programming, electronics, and an element of competition. Today's deal also gives you three options for their classes. It's half off for limited time, so get it now at our local deal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carver weather brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, which can host private parties on a patio with special indoor-outdoor capabilities. Guests can lounge and enjoy their favorite dishes crafted to order by the Tobacco Road chef. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny. Slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this morning. High today in the upper 80s. Not much of a chance of rain in the afternoon for a change. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 65. And then tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a highs in the upper 80s.
Chapelboro.com is more of what you live here for. If it's happening where you live, you can find it on 97.9 FM. WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com.
Hey, I'm Dave Barrett. Mideast peace talks take place again, starting today in D.C. Correspondent Margaret Brennan.
Palestinian and Israeli negotiators will sit down at a traditional Muslim dinner to break fast during the holy month of Ramadan. The dinner is called iftar. And the two sides will sit down and begin the negotiations with that symbolic start.
For nearly 3 years, there have been no meaningful peace talks. They've been on and off for 20 years. But CBS's Tara Merginer says now
the breakthrough to get the two sides talking again came after Israel's cabinet approved the release of more than 100 Palestinian prisoners. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called it a tough decision. It's unpopular with many in his country.
Negotiators will have a number of issues to discuss: refugees, the border of a future Palestinian state, the status of Jerusalem, and more. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
I'm Ron Stutz. It's 8:32. UNC men's basketball coach Roy Williams has suspended leading scorer P.J. Hairston indefinitely. According to UNC Athletics, Hairston got a traffic citation on Sunday afternoon for reckless driving. This comes less than a week after charges against him stemming from an arrest on June 5th were dismissed. Hairston was driving 93 miles per hour yesterday in a 65-mile-per-hour zone on southbound I-85 near Salisbury when a state trooper pulled him over around 4:30 in the afternoon. First Sergeant Jeff Gordon told multiple media outlets he was driving a 2008 Acura TL. Art Chansky of Chapelboro.com and host of Art Chansky's Sports Notebook on WCHL. What happened?
Well, I think Roy was in a tough situation to begin with because even though all the charges were dropped, we're still, as we've talked about for many weeks now, we're still talking about the perception and appearance for the sake of the university, which is maybe not something that should be heaped on one player, but nevertheless, it's kind of an ongoing story with our athletic department.
And Art, what's next for P.J. Hairston?
What comes of this now, I think, is going to depend on how PJ reacts to this and how Roy and Bubba Cunningham decide that they want to proceed because of just what it looks like.
We'll continue to follow the story on WCHL, but for now, PJ Hairston has been suspended indefinitely. Protesters will march to the state capitol building later today for the 13th Moral Monday, even though the North Carolina General Assembly has adjourned for the summer. Lawmakers ended the session having passed many controversial measures, including sweeping changes to state election laws and tighter abortion regulations for providers, among others. In protest of regressive policies of the Republican-led legislature, 925 people in all have been arrested since the rally started back in late April. The past 12 Moral Mondays have culminated inside the General Assembly building, but because that building will be empty today, the protesters will instead mobilize and march to the state capitol. NAACP State Chapter President and Movement Leader Reverend William Barber said Moral Monday will continue across the state after this week. Throughout the month of August, local Moral Mondays will take place in select cities and communities, including one in Asheville called Mountain Moral Monday. Then on August 28th, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington, the NAACP will hold events in each of the 13 congressional districts in North Carolina. Now today, Moral Monday, deemed a mass social justice interfaith rally, will happen at 5 p.m., the usual time, at the usual place on the lawn of Halifax Mall. Then at about 5:30, protesters will set out for the state capitol and will march there. No indication from the NAACP yet about any arrests that might take place. Orange County officials say plans to bring sewer service to the Rogers Road community must be put on hold while the Environmental Protection Agency investigates allegations that the Orange County Planning Department may have discriminated against residents of that neighborhood, but the attorney representing the neighborhood says that's not true. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
Beth Aninen is an attorney at the UNC Center for Civil Rights, representing the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA. She says the EPA's investigation should not put a stop to the work of the Rogers Road Task Force, which has been working on a sewer plan for the neighborhood for nearly 18 months.
We don't believe that the county is prohibited from even discussing the Rogers Road situation and getting sewer infrastructure to Rogers Road through the task force.
The task force is made up of elected leaders from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County, as well as representatives from RENA. During the past year and a half, the group has been developing a remediation plan for the neighborhood that's lived next to the landfill for four decades. That remediation plan features the extension of a Wausau sewer service to the area at an estimated cost of about $6 million. The task force was in the process of creating a cost-sharing plan to present to the various local governments this fall when the EPA announced in June it would investigate a complaint filed by RENA years ago. The complaint alleges that the county planning department intentionally discriminated against residents of the traditionally low-income African-American neighborhood by not applying for federal grants to build sewer infrastructure, even as the county sought similar grants for other communities. In response, County Attorney John Roberts warned commissioners they can't discuss the remediation plan, take any votes, or allocate funding while the EPA's investigation is ongoing. Aninen believes the county stance is overly cautious, and she worries it will bring the work of the task force to a standstill.
Unfortunately, if their position is that strong on this issue, I don't think we can change their mind necessarily, but we can make it clear to the public and to the task force and to other elected officials involved in this that we don't believe that their position is necessarily correct.
After filing discrimination complaints in 2007 and 2011, RENA officials received no response from the federal government, leading many to believe the complaints had been forgotten. And though some neighborhood residents are frustrated that this new complication could delay the work of the task force, Aninen says it's not clear if RENA has the authority to drop the complaint.
We're not sure if RENA has control over withdrawing the complaint because of the way the complaint was filed with the EPA. And we don't want to promise to the county that RENA can withdraw the complaint if it possibly can procedurally. And I don't want the task force and the public to think that was the case and then find out later that we couldn't withdraw the complaint.
Aninen says ultimately the goal of all parties is to find a way to bring sewer infrastructure to the area. She believes further progress by the task force could address the issues raised in the original complaint.
The end goal of the EPA complaint and the task force is the same, which is to get sewer to Rogers Road. And that's RENA's priority, whether it's through the EPA complaint or through the task force, which we believe has been very productive in the past 6 months. So if sewer is no longer an issue in Rogers Road, then the EPA complaint is moot.
The timeline for the EPA's investigation is unclear, but Aninen says that's no reason for the task force to lose momentum.
We don't feel like everyone should assume that it will take a long time and use that as a reason to further delay the task force meeting.
Aninen says she'll be consulting with the EPA investigators to evaluate RENA's role moving forward. Meanwhile, the task force is preparing to hold its final meeting on August 21st. The town managers will present a report examining the logistics of extending sewer service, but it's not clear if county officials will participate. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Officials with the universities say safety has always been a priority, and it always will be, but now it's as easy as the touch of a button. A new mobile phone application called Rave Guardian will offer a service called Smart 911. It gives any UNC students, administrators, and faculty a direct connection with campus police whenever and wherever they like it. The provider of the app, Rave Mobile Safety, claims itself as the most trusted software partner for campus and public safety with a lengthy list of college and university clients nationwide. Rave Guardian is a phone accessed application that, when triggered, automatically sends the user's picture, mobile number, and personal information to campus police. UNC student government has been working for months to assess the best means to improve campus safety, especially in light of the controversy surrounding sexual assault. Student Body President Christy Lambden and other student representatives brainstormed ideas for a new safety app back in May, and now Lambden says that app will be available to students in the coming fall semester.
As a result of these meetings, I found that we currently have a mobile app which students, administrators, and faculty all support. The university will also help students register for this app in the coming fall by automatically registering their phone numbers for the app.
Rave Guardian works on any smartphone from any provider in the United States. The service is free for anyone with an Onion, the UNC system that allows students and staff to access their email and other campus processes. Students and staff can register online and complete a profile that includes a photo of your choice and any personal or important medical information as well. Lambden says he hopes to help implement this app during the school year to as many people on campus as possible.
During the year, I hope to support the university in a campaign to promote the use of this application, which is called Rave Guardian.
For more information about how to register for the application, you can visit WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. And, of course, there is an app for that as well. It is 8:40 at WCHL. Coming up, your opportunity to win a case of beer each month for an entire year. That's Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer giveaway. All the details in just a few minutes here. And next, today's commentary on the way from Lauren Easton.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
I'm Louise Barnum. I'm a broker at Weaver Street. I've been an owner since 1987. I've been partners with Gary and Jay since then, and that's longer than many marriages. I chose Weaver Street because they were not a traditional firm, focused on interesting properties, and I felt like I could grow in a way that I couldn't if it was a place where I had to wear a certain color of coat.
Louise Barnum prides herself on being a good listener.
When folks come to me and say, we want you to help us find a house, I stop them and say, where do you work? Where's your community? What do you need to get to? How much time do you want to spend outside? Because that's about your lifestyle. A house, it's a sanctuary, the place that you go to regroup and to heal and to eat and to sleep and to rest yourself, and there's usually lifestyle issues around that.
You really get to know your customers really well. I mean, you spend a lot of time with them, and you get to know what they're like, not just what they want.
Oh, absolutely.
You enjoy that part of it?
That's the part that I love about it. I love the problem solving and being deeply involved with people in a critical, expensive decision. I'm a quiet, introverted human being. I love the intensity. I love the trust you have to have between your client and yourself. I love pulling my best effort for somebody. It matters a lot to me.
It's easy to find out more about Weaver Street Realty.
We have a dynamite website that we spent lots of time creating. It's fun. It gives a really good flavor of who we are as individuals. And that's at www.weaverstreetrealty.com.
Louise Barnum and your friends at Weaver Street Realty are in a beautiful old building at 116 East Main Street.
It's a wonderful spot, and we're very grateful to be there and to be an anchor for Carborough.
This has been the Professionals on WCHL. Local service, daily insights.
There's nothing better than the refreshing taste of a Cruiser's Ice Cold Fountain Drink. I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. At Cruiser's, we use 100% filtered water for the highest quality fountain drinks and serve them at an ice cold 34 degrees for only 79 cents. So grab your favorite drink with their chewy ice and add a flavor shot like cherry or lemon lime at most Cruiser's locations. You'll taste the difference. We guarantee it.
Cruiser's, good to go.
Triangle business leaders looking to improve performance and bring about innovative changes for their businesses are marking their calendars for August 22nd to attend the 5th annual NCCEO Forum at the Northridge Country Club. It's a day of inspiration and learning as some of the country's greatest business minds share insights and provide practical information you can take back and apply at your company right away. This year's theme is Innovation in Action. Go to nccEOforum.com to see a full list of speakers and to request an invitation to the event. That's nccEOforum.com.
Thank you, superstar jockey, morning talk show host. Been here forever, keeping us doing it right, Ron Stuck.
844 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lauren Easton.
When I dropped my daughter off at UNC Music Camp on Sunday, I was reminded of how beautiful the campus really is with the amazing trees and buildings, and I think about how special the university is in providing the highest quality education for the students lucky enough to go there. The oldest public university in the nation. Quite an historical place, and yet I am saddened by the current North Carolina General Assembly's budget that will slash financial aid for thousands of students and affect the university's budget as a whole. UNC isn't the only educational entity in our area to suffer. So will the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools. No pay raises for teachers, an operating budget far short of what was requested and needed, and a provision to allow vouchers for students to attend private or schools, which takes money even further away from our local public schools. In fact, the legislature passed a bill that would allow charter high schools to expand their grades without any input from the local school boards. With all that is happening in Raleigh and all of the bad decisions that are affecting everyone in this state and the complete regression back to decades of old failing policies, one could easily just throw up their hands and give up. But as evidenced by Moral Mondays and other grassroots efforts to make their voices heard, North Carolinians are not going to give up. Just as McCrory mistakenly assumed most of those on Moral Mondays were outsiders, those in the General Assembly are absolutely mistaken when they think everything will die down after the budget season, people will get tired of fighting, people will go away, and people will forget. Why are they mistaken? Because the policies that they have enacted this summer will impact each and every day until 2014 and thereafter. The time to start thinking about 2014 is now. This is Lauren Easton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT. What You're Saying on the Street.
I'm Michael Pavich. In the State House, lawmakers are working on a bill that would allow police to detain anyone they stop or arrest for up to 24 hours to check their immigration status. We hit the streets to find out what you think about this bill.
Stan Martin Koski, I live outside of Chapel Hill. Well, I'm basically opposed to most of what the Republicans are doing in the legislature right now, so that falls in that same basket. They're taking us backwards.
Peggy Sanchez, Durham. I think they should do that. I'm 100% for that.
Eddie Price, Chapel Hill. I think it's ridiculous. They shouldn't be able to hold anybody unless they're charging them with something. This should not be a hold act where you can hold someone just because you want to.
Kenesha, Chapel Hill. I agree. I think that's probably the best thing to do just because there's so many people that are here illegally. I don't think it's a bad idea.
Heather Green, Chapel Hill. I have mixed feelings about that because I believe that everybody should have their own rights and freedoms. But if they are here illegally, then we definitely want to make sure that things are being done correctly.
Do you think police should be able to detain someone they believe is in the country illegally?
Eric Castro. No. If you come into this country and you're breaking the law and you're already coming in illegally, that's wrong. I actually work law enforcement myself, so I feel like that is a good thing.
Justin Williams, Chapel Hill. I believe that would be against their rights to hold them. If they're not committed a crime at the time of stop, then I believe they should be set free.
I live in Chapel Hill, and I'm Amelia Fee. I would say in some cases it is justified, but in some it is just an excuse to hold people longer.
David DeBerry, live in Durham. Certainly agree we need some immigration reform, but I'm not sure holding people 24 hours is the right answer.
My name is Jarrett Davis, and I live in Chapel Hill. I don't like that law very much because I feel like it would only take effect if the person detained was Hispanic, because I would suspect if they detained me, they wouldn't check my background to see if I was from Nigeria or something like that.
That's What You're Saying on the Street. On 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. What You're Saying on the Street, presented by ISIS IT, managed IT solutions to fit your needs. Find out how they can save you money at IGotFixed.com.
We have had some very serious traffic problems this morning on I-40. We'll get to that in just a moment. This traffic report on WCHL brought to you by Glass Half Full. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carrboro. Good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com. Now, the latest on the traffic jam. Here is Rand Northup.
Well, no good updates for you right now. We're on there. Still heavy backups
on I-40. Actually, there is one small bit of good news, is that it looks like actually the lanes have just opened up. We're back to three lanes at NC 751, so exit 274. They have removed the tractor trailer from the shoulder, so that's good news, and it looks like they've finished cleaning up the spill of diesel fuel in that area. But we are still seeing heavy traffic all the way back to exit 266. That's NC 86 on I-40 eastbound. So still some heavy traffic out there. We're going to get through this morning here in the next little bit, though. That is good news. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. But again, traffic backed up on I-40 eastbound from NC 751, exit 274, 8 miles back to NC 86, exit 266. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, be sure to give us a call, and you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. 919-967-8363 is the number to call, or you can tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you do that safely.
And it sounds like things are going to begin to clear up now.
They're getting there.
And, you know, it's a lot better situation than it was last time we reported. At least the lanes are open again. So.
That's true. We were down to one lane from three. They were cleaning up a diesel fuel spill, so things are getting better. And hopefully we'll continue to really get a lot better here in the next few minutes.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks for your updates on that throughout the morning.
Certainly. Thank
you. And we'll talk to you a little bit later on. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carboro Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off 540 at the 751 exit. 76 degrees in Chapel Hill, 75 in Carboro, also 76 in Hillsboro. Partly sunny, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. We could get a little rain this morning. Our high today in the upper 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the middle 60s. And then tomorrow, much the same. Partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. 851 at WCHL. Listen, we know there are quite a few beer lovers out there, especially with such great locally brewed and craft beers in the area. But sometimes with so many options, it's hard to choose just one or two. Well, we have a giveaway that'll make sure you don't have to choose. It's the Moe's Bottle Shop Year of Beer Giveaway. We're giving one person a case of craft beers from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for a whole year. Now, that will keep you and your friends hop happy for a long time. Moe's Bottle Shop, located in Hillsboro, is your go-to one-stop shop for American craft beers and wine. Entry period ends Sunday at midnight, but we're giving you a number of ways to enter and increase your chance of winning. You can enter at chapelboro.com, on WCHL's Facebook page. You can enter in the store at Moe's Bottle Shop in Hillsboro, and there is another way you can enter. That is by being caller number 5. Right now at 919-929-WCHL. Call me now and you can get eligible to win.
Are you a weekend warrior? Along with the fun of being active comes the risk of injury. This is Dr. Harry Stafford, Director of the Primary Care Sports Medicine Fellowship here at UNC, as well as a UNC team physician. And for those times when your knee gets injured, your Achilles is hurt, your back goes out, or if you've got a shoulder injury, UNC Family Medicine is a great choice for fast and easy treatments, including cutting-edge platelet-rich plasma injections and much more. I invite you to find out more on our website, uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine, here for all weekend warriors.
Hi, this is Ron Stutz. At Carolina Ophthalmology here in Chapel Hill, Dr. Jamie Bryan has been performing vision correction surgery, including LASIK and PRK, for 18 years. Dr. Bryan performed my vision correction surgery about a decade ago. It really changed my life. Dr. Bryan is certified by the American Board of Ophthalmology and is Chapel Hill's most experienced vision correction surgeon. At your free consultation, Dr. Bryan will answer your questions and evaluate whether vision correction procedures are right for you. Visit Carolina2020.com or call 919-945-EYES.
Here's what a typical service department sounds like on Sundays.
But not at Crown Honda of South Point. We're open 11 to 5 on Sundays. No one else does that. No more early morning drop-offs or rushing after work with the kids. We work around your schedule. And you can always count on Crown Honda of South Point for the best deal. Like zero down and just $199 a month on a 2013 Honda Accord LX. For service beyond the sale, Crown Honda of South Point. Now with service on Sundays.
Do you love keeping up with all the latest news and entertainment in Chapel Hill and Carboro?
Yes!
Well, look no further. The Chapelboro 2.0 app is here. All of your favorite news, sports, columns, scene around town photo galleries, and of course, streaming WCHL 97.9 live. Already have the old Chapelboro app? No sweat. Visit chapelboro.com today to follow the instructions to install the new one. Out with the old and in with the new. It's as simple as that. Visit chapelboro.com today.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
Hey, we're coming up on 855 at WCHL. Thanks for all the phone calls. Congratulations. And Mike, I hope I get this pronunciation correct. If I don't, I apologize in advance. Mike Macewinder. We were talking very quickly. Mike Macewinder is our qualifier for this contest. And he can get a case of beer from Moe's Bottle Shop every month for an entire year. If he's lucky, it'll make you hop happy. And Mike says he loves beer. So, hey, good luck. And we'll have another qualifier for you tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. All right, an opportunity for you to win something else here. If you can remember Wayne Pond's word of the day, what's the word? How do you spell it? What does it mean? Call me right now, 919-929-WCHL. Tell me all those things, and you can get a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
John Kiley is today's WCHL hometown hero. John heads up the very successful local chapter of SCORE.
Tell us what SCORE is all about.
The SCORE stands for Service Corps of Retired Executives, a volunteer group that works under the umbrella of the Small Business Administration. Here in Chapel Hill, we have 31 counselors who, as a team, work together to provide free business consulting to startup companies and to small companies who may have run into problems that they don't quite know how to resolve. They'll turn to SCORE for assistance.
Most of these people are retired, some still working.
Out of our 31 counselors, there are four that are still working. The rest of us are all retired. We do what we do because it's good for the community. And when you get a client that's a winner, it's just an awful lot of fun.
I'll bet.
We get tangible results by watching a company come out of the ground and succeed, or by watching a company that has had problems resolve them and begin to grow.
Through SCORE, John Kiley has devoted so much of his time to our community. What brought him here in the first place?
I retired from the wire and cable industry in year 2000 and relocated here in 2003. I picked Chapel Hill for the same reasons a lot of people did. The university community, a reasonable cost of living, a great place to live, and came here in 2003, and it was the best move I'd made in a long, long time.
If you have some business expertise and a sense of generosity, SCORE can use you too.
We're looking for ladies and gentlemen who would like to serve the community, and they can find out more about us by sending an email to info@chapelhillscore.com, and I would reply to them. They can also go to our chapelhillscore.org website and find an opportunity there to become a volunteer and to read a little bit about what SCORE is.
What kind of a time commitment are you talking about?
A counselor's commitment will be around 10 hours a month. We have counselors who spend 100 hours a month, but generally it's about a 10-hour commitment. That's a couple-hour chapter meeting once a month, and then 3 one-hour sessions with new clients, and then whatever follow-up is necessary with those clients who convert from being an applicant and new to becoming a long-term client of the association.
John Kiley of Chapel Hill, executive director of the local SCORE chapter, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Ever dreamed of meeting your perfect match? Meet Clara, an 82-year-old ex-dancing queen seeking a caring soul who enjoys pasta and is comfortable driving. Find out if you're Clara's perfect match by becoming a Home Instead caregiver. Working with seniors in their homes can be challenging, but tremendously rewarding. Enjoy training, support, flexible shifts, and a job that nurtures the soul. Learn more at homeinstead.com/caregiver.
We know your phone is smart, but how about your socks? Not sure? Then head back to school with Great Outdoor Provision Company, where Smart Wool PhD socks are now buy two, get one free. Also, find great deals on selected footwear, canoes, and kayaks. Great Outdoor Provision Company, North Carolina's authentic outdoor expert. Located at Eastgate Shopping Center, Chapel Hill. GreatOutdoorProvision.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Congratulations to Bob Crane of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day from Wayne Pond. It is fatuous, F-A-T-U-O-U-S. It means silly, arrogant, and smug. Bob gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers. It is 77 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm today. High today about 88 degrees.
Uniquely qualified to cover Carolina, 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.